Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
December 2010, we have an absolutely jammed-packed broadcast for you today. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley and Attorney Philberg joining each other simultaneously, coming up in T-minus 32 minutes from now. And they're going to be discussing the huge new developments on the birth certificate issue. The new governor-elect, who will be in office in just a few weeks, early next year, of Hawaii, says that he's going to release the original blueprint with the signatures, the actual birth certificate. And we've seen this flip-flop from Chris Matthews and others who said, you know, they've released the birth certificate. This is the birth certificate. Now they admit, oh, you actually couldn't get in the CIA with a receipt of birth certificate. You have to show your blueprint. You have to show the original with the signatures. So this is a big deal. And have they manufactured one? Or is it a bluff? Are they going to really release it? Why didn't they do this 2 years ago? And people for over 2 years have been demanding it. I mean, if there was any question about my birth, people are making an issue, boom. You just go to the Bureau of Statistics, even if you've lost it. That stuff's traded on the international market as collateral for the dollar. That's on record. The government's got it. The IMF, the World Bank's got it. All the big agencies have it. The big private corporate agencies have it. And they would just release it. So that is coming up. Webster Tarpley and Philberg. Mike Adams, the health ranger, editor of Natural News, with key information dealing with the bills to take over the family farm, the family ranch. It's more than that, and he excises out the subsections in a new article detailing how it's really part of a global enforcement of Codex Alimentarius with the United States trying to empower that UN program by stealth. Kind of like Obama was in the news this morning saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead with carbon taxes, federal home inspections, federal zoning, total control. I don't care if Congress didn't pass it. I'm ordering the bureaucracy to move forward. He also went ahead and announced, hey, guess what? The death panels are still there. We're going to cut your health care because we're liberal and loving. Bill Gates is out teaching folks how great it is as well. So Mike Adams coming on. Porter Stansberry will be popping in for 30 minutes to continue with his prediction and why he's predicting that the dollar in next year, sometime during 2011, will officially not be the world reserve currency anymore. That's already starting to happen with China and Russia no longer dealing in dollars. And then, of course, former Dallas Cowboy, all-star guy, Mark Stepnoski will be joining us with one of the architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, who, of course, really helped wake up Geraldo Rivera and others on Fox News. They'll be joining us to talk about 9/11 Truth in the last hour and some big announcements on that front with the Building What campaign that we launched here a few months ago, I guess 6 months ago or so, that's now had such a big effect in New York City. So jam-packed broadcast for you today. I'm going to attempt... Of course, I didn't do this yesterday. I covered some of it. I'm going to attempt to just graze through at least the surface. I don't have 100-plus articles. I've only got about 50 or so, and we'll probably cover two or three. But they're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. And just so much information on those sites. Great job that the overall internet crew is engaged in at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And great job to the listeners out there spreading the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They just continue to break records in people visiting them. The two twin sites, Liberty and Justice, up there fighting hard. The reason we're having so much success reaching more people with this vital message of liberty, exposing the tyranny of the New World Order, is because of you, the listeners of the syndicated radio broadcast, simulcast via video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back. Strap yourselves in. Key transmission straight ahead.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jam-packed transmission today. Webster Tarpley and Phil Burr joining us in about 25 minutes on the huge developments on Obama's birth certificate. We'll give you the latest on that coming up. Mike Adams on the fact that they're having, quote, a flu pandemic over in Europe, over in England, despite the fact that it's being triggered by the flu vaccine itself, which is admitted. Porter Stansberry pops in with more on dollar devaluation. And we're also going to have former Dallas Cowboy lineman, star Dallas Cowboy Mark Stepnoski on with an engineer with the latest 9/11 developments in a program that they're launching. That'll be announced here on the broadcast today, coming up in about 2 hours from now. Okay, let me just do this. I always try to do it, and then I don't. But let me just read to you some of the headlines I've got here that are up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now on this live 29th day of December 2010. It's about to be 2011. Then it'll be 2012. Then 2013. And our lives go by like the twinkling of an eye. This happened over the holidays when I was out of town. And I've mentioned this before because it's actually come out before that when we get all these internal FBI, Homeland Security reports, I mean, the latest a few months ago was in Pennsylvania. They didn't just have Homeland Security. They had Israelis spying on the legislature, wiretapping, you name it. They had the U.S. Army involved. I mean, again, this is a criminal government. They're spying on the Congress. They're spying on the legislature. It's not the government. The government is the legislature. The government is the Congress. The illegitimate rogue bureaucracy that works for the offshore banks is the enemy. Why do you think these different agencies going back more than 60 years, every time you turn around, get caught running secret torture centers, secret biological, chemical, radiological testing centers? It's not about testing the chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals. They can test those on guinea pigs and get the exact same ratio. Okay, if it kills a rat or a guinea pig or a rabbit or a dog or a pig, it's going to kill a human. It works the exact same way. Plus, it's immoral. That's a side issue. They have created armies of cadres of people that will put a baby in a radiation chamber and murder them, that will fly over our troops during a drill and nerve gas them. And then they practice how to cover it up. I said I'd get into the news. It's just this morning I was jogging and it just really hit me again just how evil these people are and how much danger we're all in if we don't resist them, because they're trying to totally take over every facet of society. I was sent more internal FBI manuals and internal fear-mongering propaganda that they give local businesses. They're going to the gun shops, they're going to the tattoo parlors, the haircutting places, the Walmarts, the farmer supply facilities. I've got it right here. Communities against terrorism, potential indicators of terrorist activity. And it says, what should I consider suspicious? First thing, new customer who is not from local area, and it goes on from there. And the first thing the FBI people say when they come in and talk to the different businesses is, do you want to stop in New Oklahoma City? Well, you're going to be our little agent now, our little informant. And then the next meeting is, do you know about gun owners? Do you know about people criticizing the government in your area? I mean, I have this confirmed literally hundreds of times. And we have their internal documents. The MIAC, the Homeland Security, the list goes on and on. So, again, they tell you, oh, we're here to stop Al-Qaeda. Then it's, oh, we're here to stop Tim McVeigh. And then it's, oh, we're here to stop the Ron Paul people. We're here to stop the folks that want us out of the UN. We're here to stop the people that want to cut the size of government. What was in the Pennsylvania information that got leaked out and the head of Homeland Security in that state had to step down? But it was all under federal auspices. It was all under federal directives. It was in the manuals that we published, in the internal reports that we published and local newspapers in Pennsylvania published. It said right there, they're protesting, and these members of the legislature are protesting, higher taxes, and that threatens the infrastructure of the government. I mean, they actually sit there in FBI and Homeland Security meetings and say, these states want to cut government. That'll cut our pay. That'll cut our positions. That's a threat to government. See, it's government now against the people. And so, wiretap these people in the legislature. Follow them. This member of the legislature is running a pro-gun group. He's a potential terrorist. And then they couldn't get the state police to spy on the members of the legislature, so they brought Israelis in. And it's all on record. It's all illegal. And nobody goes to jail. What came out 4 or 5 years ago? That MI6 and MI5 spy on every member of the parliament in England. The parliament is the supposed government. What is the rogue police agencies doing? That's what happened in Nazi Germany. That's who Hitler went out and recruited. He went out and recruited the cops, the law enforcement, the military people, and then a bunch of street thugs and criminals to back them up. What was in the news 2 days ago? All over the country, the Army and National Guard is recruiting felons out of prisons as their backup. They introduced it to the public that, oh, it's for disasters. When you read the fine print, and civil unrest. What did Stalin do? He opened up the prisons. Who did they use to enforce on the police and the military if they didn't follow orders? Hardcore brigades of hardened murderers. Who brought Hitler to power? The SA. If you look up the statistics, more than half of them were hardcore criminals. Now, the hardcore criminals need to know that after the full tyranny's brought in, you're going to be put in prison or killed. It's done everywhere. Soviet Union, Communist China, Fidel Castro, Pol Pot, Hitler, you need to know this. I mean, they're following an exact blueprint we've seen repeated over and over again. Julius Caesar used the mob. He used criminals as his main enforcers in Rome. This is not new. We know exactly the case of tyranny we've got, and it's a nasty one. It's the nastiest I've ever studied. And we're watching it live time unfold, and it is bad. So, you might want to call the FBI, as we've done live on air, and tell them if they want to investigate Oklahoma City. I mean, we have their own internal FBI memos that have been gotten through four-year lawsuits. And in one lawsuit, they blacked out part. In another lawsuit, years later, they blacked out the other. So the lawyers were able to put both together, and the feds and Southern Poverty Law Center were running the op out of Elohim City, as police officers told us, but of course they were murdered shortly after. Terrence Yakey, Cop of the Year, and others. They tortured him something fierce, but I guess it's terrorism to expose the ATF bombing that building. But continuing, ATF even tested blowing up a Ryder truck a few months before. That's on record, but nothing suspicious. They even tested it out in the desert on record. I mean, they think you're so stupid. And they think the rest of you that are awake are going to be cowards and go, well, it's true, but I'm not going to speak out against them. They might get me. They've already got us. All we can do is stand up against this crew of murderers. So, FBI, you're running all over getting everybody ready for the white Al-Qaeda, telling them Tim McVeigh's about to hit. That means your bosses are about to hit. Or maybe some Brits or Israelis you're going to hire, or Germans. We know we've used all those groups. We know our government has done that, but it's not our government. So I just thought I'd mention this story that we never got to last week. I mean, it was on InfoWars and Prison Planet, but I wasn't here. Florida Fusion Center surveilled Ron Paul's campaign for liberty. Well, good folks inside the Army leaked to us over almost 2 years ago that in late 2008, on In the Fed Day, in Texas, our group up in Dallas and Ron Paul in Houston, the Army was there in plain clothes, and it said, do not let them know your Army. They may kill you. They're terrorists. Ron Paul may just pull out six shooters and just start blasting. I mean, they do it with a straight face, okay? Because Ron Paul knows who the enemy is, and Alex Jones knows who's the enemy. So every few years when I'm in a Target parking lot or in a dark parking lot at night, they like to have Army guys and in suits come up and get around me and tell me I better watch myself. It's all just letting me know. Just letting me know I'm not in a free country. So they could ship in their narcotics and kidnap little kids all over the world and have black sites where they torture people because they like it. They build a world so they can have their party. The average good, well-meaning person that joins the military is compartmentalized, has no idea this is going on. But it's in the hundreds now of Army, Marine Corps, Navy investigators that do their job with corruption all over the world, and they always get killed. How many people got to get killed here? You see, and by the way, they're not going to be satisfied with all the power and raping and corruption. They want more. That's why they're out in the open going, yeah, we got black sites. Yeah, we torture people. White House puts out memos saying you can bury people alive. You can torture their children in front of them. And then the Army report comes out and they admit that that's what's going on. They like it. They like it. You figure that out yet? They like it. And smart murderers and psychos, they don't go around just grabbing women off the side of the street in their yellow Volkswagen. They go and they get into power. And that's basic criminology. They're called highly intelligent, high operation level psychopaths. Highly functioning psychopaths is the actual term. And they run the world, and they're building a giant torture center, just a giant Disney world for themselves. And it's their Valhalla. It's their heaven. And every time a Hitler or a Stalin gets to build their Disneyland, it's just mass death, black uniforms, raping, people being stomped to death, burning cities, just, and then it runs like a disease and burns itself out. But the globalists call it the final revolution. In all their white papers, they say, we're not going to let that happen. With our high-tech system, we're going to manage it all, and it's going to get even better. I mean, they just can't wait to rape your wife and blow your children's heads off and torture your children in front of you. They love it. And that's why it came out in mainstream news yesterday. They're training law enforcement in the U.S. to, quote, kill whole Muslim families in the U.S., including their children, in cold blood. And the cops, when questioned, said, we're ready to do it. course, they're going to say, now it's not the Muslims. Go get that family on that farm. Get them.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine.
We're not going to fix this country with half measures. Okay, let's just admit how evil and out of control and illegitimate the criminals are that have taken over the unelected bureaucracy. We've got links to mainstream news articles, to the Orlando Sentinel, to all these reports in Kurt Nimmo's article from last week. Florida Fusion Center surveilled Ron Paul's campaign for liberty. They didn't just list him if you got an American flag on your car, get us out of the UN sticker on your car, or if you're flying the Gadsden flag, or you like Bob Barr, Ron Paul. I mean, these are upstanding, respected people that you may be a terrorist. Now they're going in. They're surveilling. Public Intelligence, an international consortium of independent researchers, reports that a fusion center in Florida snooped on Ron Paul supporters and other political groups. See, and that's now been admitted the last year by Napolitano and others. Over 95% of their operations are against real Americans. I mean, if you're really what this country was founded on, if you are a good, decent person that doesn't want foreign banks robbing us and doesn't want to lose your liberty and don't want the dollar destroyed, you're the enemy. Haven't people gotten this yet? The government is bad. And it's not going to get fixed just with some Republicans up there in Congress. Now, if you take over all the state houses through the legislative system, which is what they're really worried about, that's who they're surveilling, trying to get dirt to feed it out to local cops and the threat fusion centers to set you up. But we've got to have courage. We've got to be bold. But I've said it many times, it's not really courage. For people that aren't informed, they have to have courage to stand up. But when you know that these people are basically trying to set something up worse than Stalin and Hitler, then, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you think somebody's happy when they go open up their business at 7 a.m. in the morning and there's people in there robbing it and they've got to go out to their car, get their gun, and go in and shoot them? No, it's just got to be done. And it's the same thing here in the info war. You think I'm happy this is going on? I've got to risk my life? No. But it's got to be done. They're there. They're doing it. We know they're crooks. We know they're sick. I mean, these are really sick. This isn't, look, if this was just boss hog corruption, I would know that it would take decades to lead to something worse, and I wouldn't be as worried. I'd be speaking out against it. This is not boss hog corruption. This is not Sheriff Pico Train or whatever his name is, Roscoe Pico Train. You know, writing tickets to folks that don't deserve it, making a little extra money, being corrupt. That's bad and that's wrong. This is really nasty, devilish stuff. This is wicked upon wicked. This is quadruple wicked. It's so wicked, I can't even believe they're this wicked. But you notice they're operating out in the open now. Telling you secret arrest and torture's good. Admitting they're surveilling all of us without warrants and it's illegal. Florida Fusion Center surveilled Ron Paul's campaign for liberty. The event spanned the spectrum. They got this through FOIA request from a summit hosted by Ron Paul's campaign for liberty to anti-war protests conducted by Code Pink and Veterans for Peace. While the documents make no mention of specific threats arising from the events, they do indicate that the Fusion Center monitors political activity in a variety of forms and sometimes requests law enforcement officers to report on constitutionally protected activities. And it goes on to how the Central Florida Intelligence Exchange was established with an $850,000 Department of Homeland Security grant. Then they build them in all your local towns with more money. Here's another one by Kurt Nemo the day after this last story from last week on December 24th. Tennessee Fusion Center puts ACLU on terrorist list. Oh, yeah, the ACLU, they're real terrorists. I may not like them promoting abortion. I may not like the fact that they won't defend the Second Amendment. They're certainly progressive socialist types, but the ACLU are not terrorists. In fact, they've got some good branches and some good members, and some good work is done by them. And the ACLU is what we make it. And the ACLU has fought the Patriot Act and all the rest of it, and they're standing up against the airport grope-downs. Well, what happens to them? On Thursday, we reported on a Florida Fusion Center snooping on Ron Paul and Campaign for Liberty. Now we discover a Fusion Center in Tennessee has put the ACLU on a terror list as terrorist. The Chattanooga Free Press reported the Tennessee anti-terrorism officials, not servants, officials, placed the legislative lobbying organization on an internet map detailing terrorism entities and other suspicious activity. And the group warns schools to ensure holiday celebrations are inclusive. Got to watch out about that. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. We've got bombshell intel on Barry Sitaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, the birth certificate.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633. Or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center.
In the heart of the resistance, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Before I go to attorney Phil Berg and doctor of history, Webster Griffin Tarpley, expert on Barack Hussein Obama, real name Barry Sitaro, with big developments on the birth certificate issue, huge developments. And before they leave us, we'll play part of a Chris Matthews clip from just yesterday. I was covering Tennessee Fusion Center puts ACLU on terror list, and they put them on the list for telling schools to make the holiday season inclusive. Now, that's political manipulation. They know in the polls, and I've seen national polls of above 75% outraged by banning Christmas, banning red and green in schools. That's going on. So they do little politically correct things that are seen as politically correct by conservatives to make it look legitimate. Meanwhile, they're spying on Ron Paul, liberals. They spy on everybody. That's how this political correctness works. So I just wanted to add that final point. You know, that sounds reasonable to conservatives. Yeah, the ACLU are terrorists. They want to restrict Christmas. This is all part of a psyop. Now, and we've got Mike Adams coming up for 30 minutes in the next hour. Then Porter Stansberry on the fact that the dollar is moving towards losing its world reserve currency status. And we've got former top Dallas Cowboy lineman Mark Stepnoski and an engineer coming on to talk about new 9/11 truth developments and an operation they're launching. So it'll be that news will be broken here coming up in the last hour today. In fact, maybe I should play that Chris Matthews clip now. Do we have that queued up? I want to play a few minutes of this, and then we'll go to Tarpley and Berg together to get their take on what this signifies. I've got my take. I'm going to give it first here briefly. But this is Chris Matthews recently talking about this new governor, and now the governor, Democrat Neil Abercrombie, has vowed to release the birth certificate. So that's the new development. And the big change here is the full clip's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's about 8 minutes long. We're just going to play a minute or two. Several times, Matthew says, could you get in the CIA with just a receipt of birth certificate? They finally admitted that it's a receipt, not the birth certificate, not the blueprint, not the photostat, not the one with the signatures and the feet print like all of us have. It's a receipt of it. Okay? And you can't get in the FBI with one of those. You can't get in the CIA with one of those. You certainly can't be president with one of those. And it's the Constitution. Now, I don't know if he was really born in Kenya or not. The evidence shows he was. But I know he gave up his citizenship in Indonesia and became Barry Sotero. And then now there's another name we find out about. So that right there under law means you can't be president. But I'm about to go to both these men briefly for the rest of the hour. But here is the clip of them basically panicking. Some polls show 60%, some 50. The poll they cite's only 20-something percent. Don't believe he's really an American or natural born. So here they are going from stonewalling for over 2 years and saying, you've got the birth certificate. Saying we're liars, saying we're kooks, saying the full birth certificate's been released, to now saying, release the stupid thing, something we've always been saying. This is a big deal. Here it is.
Is this going to help if we get more documentation? And second question, why has the president himself not demanded that they put out the initial documents already?
The president's got more important things to do. Thank goodness that he's more focused on that. Governor Abercrombie himself says that and points out that it is he, the governor, who's bringing this issue up.
All right, pause. For just a second, I'm going to finish the clip. You can make a phone call and write a letter, and in about a month, a copy of your original birth certificate comes. I know, because I lost mine once and had to get it. Okay? And they don't take a receipt of a birth certificate to get a new passport or driver's license. They want the original. Okay? Or to get in school, they want the original. So he was too busy to have one of his thousands of employees get it. And this has been an issue even during the campaign. Huge issue. He just has got more important things. Let's continue.
He saw Obama as a baby, and he is tired of people literally lambasting Obama's parents for no good reason. And so he wants to try to put this to rest. Of course, it won't work because the birthers aren't interested in evidence that Obama was born a U.S. citizen. They only want to hear evidence that he was not, and that's not going to happen.
Well, what about going to that 20% or 23% we showed in the New York Times poll that doesn't know? They just want evidence. Is that a group that has a right to get more documentation? And would Abercrombie's position here be the right one? David.
Well, listen, there's enough evidence out there already. There's the certificate that you're holding up. But perhaps even more importantly, there are two birth announcements in Honolulu newspapers. Imagine the conspiratorial mind that would have to, at the time of his birth, it was in 1961, plant those things so that one day he could become president of the United States. So there's already plenty of information out there.
Not become president of the U.S. This is routine. Get the kid back in the country. Falsify that he was born here so he could be a natural born and get all those benefits. And more than half the family are on record being CIA and big foundation operatives. And then finally, I'm not going to play the whole clip because we're running out of time here, but Matthews goes on and says, well, you couldn't get in the CIA with this receipt, you know, and he holds up a copy of his that is the photostat and says, we need to see this. So I want to bring up Phil Berg and Webster Tarpley. Phil Berg, going back 2.5 years, he was the first to really question things. Tarpley looked into it, began questioning, and has written books on the subject. And this whole thing is very, very suspicious. But briefly from both of you, a 2-minute statement from you, Phil Berg, attorney at law, on what you think this signifies, then a two-minute statement from Tarpley on this, and then I've got other questions.
Sure, thanks. It's Phil Berg. I appreciate it. I filed my first lawsuit August 21st, 2008, before he was even nominated at the Democratic National Committee, and I sued Obama and the Democratic National Committee, but they were cohorts together. I think the significance of this, first off, I agree with you. The birth certificate issue is really not the issue because he was adopted in Indonesia, and whatever citizenship he had in the United States, he lost at that time. He could have renewed it between the ages of 18 and 21. There's no evidence he ever did. There's no evidence he ever changed his name. I believe his legal name was Barry Soturo. Where you can use an alias, you can use an alias, but not for fraudulent purposes, and that's what he's doing.
And that's why everything's so sealed.
Right, and I think the significance with Chris Matthews saying it, I think he's falling into a trap, which is wonderful. I think Abercrombie really believes that Obama was born in Hawaii, and he wants records released, and he's going to have a rude awakening. You don't see Obama just saying, okay, I'll release it, because up until one point, they only said out there, we looked at his vital record. They never said we looked at his birth certificate. And I think the significance of that is that I think they have the Kenya birth certificate locked up there in Hawaii, which they perhaps did when they got a short form or the document, the document they produced. It's just, it's outrageous, but I think now, it's coming our way. More and more people are coming our way. Obama's dropping in the polls. His real name is Soturo. I have one case significant still going. We just need to raise the money for it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, we have the school records that is Soturo, and you were laughed at 2 years ago about that. Now it's all over the news. They've been trying to psychologically inoculate people to this now. Just a year ago, we were kooks. Now it's, oh, his name is Barry Soturo. He did worship at the Muslim mosque. His mother didn't like it, but he said, I'm a Muslim. You know, that's, and I'm not saying it's bad that he's a Muslim. The point is he lied about it. Now all of that's coming out in the newspapers, but they're spinning it like it's cute and sweet. Let's get Tarpley's take on that.
Well, thank you, Alex. I think the big issue behind all of this is the blackmail of Obama. That whatever you think about this one way or the other, it's clear that he is blackmailed, that he cannot produce a birth certificate for whatever
reason. They won't release high school, college. They seal it all. They act like it's...
Quite right. But especially on this constitutional issue of the natural born citizen, it seems to me that there's a cartel, foreign intelligence agencies. You can just go through a list of countries, maybe groups in the Pentagon, certainly groups in Wall Street are blackmailing Obama to kingdom come, and there's a very significant vested interest in this. If you look at the Rupert Murdoch news media, they don't seem to be that interested in the birth certificate issue. I think the main reason is that Rupert Murdoch and his cohorts are blackmailing Obama to a fare thee well. Look at this tax monstrosity that just went through. Tax cuts for the rich. Tax cuts for Paris Hilton. As Mitch McConnell, the Republican, said, when they had Bush and control of two houses of Congress, the Republicans could not get the deal on the estate tax that they just got from Obama with a Democratic majority.
Well, Webster, you know I disagree with your big government views, but I want to talk about this issue.
This is Obama betraying his own base.
No, I understand that. The guy was financed by Wall Street. What do you expect? But
it's a better deal. It's a better deal than the Republicans got even under Bush. So this I think indicates the dimensions of blackmail, right? Endless war in Afghanistan, these sellouts on the home front, all calculated to enrage his Democratic base. Now, the other side is the Republicans are coming to town. All eyes here in Washington are on Darrell Issa. Darrell Issa is going to be the head of the House of Government Operations Committee. And it normally would be up to Darrell Issa to step up and say, I'm the congressman from California, I'm the head of this new committee here, and I just want to see Obama's birth certificate. So that may be going on behind the scenes. The other thing, of course, is the Clintons. It may indeed be that there are moves inside the Democratic Party to dump Obama. He is a disaster. And from their point of view, and to some degree from mine, what you have with Obama is going to be a series of betrayals and sellouts and capitulations. As long as he's in office, it's going to be an absolute disaster from the point of view of people in the Democratic Party. Obama ran on saying, I'm not Bush. And now with his tax bill, he says, I am Bush. Surprise, I really am Bush. So this is political suicide.
But Webster, let me go back here and have you finish up your comment and then go back to Berg and then we'll come back to you. My question for you is, and I didn't have time to play the whole clip, what does it signify to have them change course in the middle of the stream and go from stonewalling and calling this receipt of a certificate, and now admitting that we haven't seen his real birth certificate?
It is an attest, I think, an attest. It says that we have on deposit someplace else. This is not the document, is the idea behind it. Well, two things. One is, it could be the Clinton machine or some other Democratic machine that is beginning to soften him up, beginning to encourage somebody to come forward to challenge him in the Democratic primaries, which is, I think, absolutely essential for the political health of the country from many points of view. And or it can be the people who own Matthews. Now, this would be Immelt of General Electric, right, who owns that network. Immelt may be saying, well, the Republicans are coming in. I want to cover my bets. I want to also take control of the issue a little bit.
Well, Tarpley, I mean, you predicted this a year ago or more, that they'd throw him under the bus going into the 2012 election. We've seen Washington Post editorial pages calling for him to step down in the last month. This is really happening. Let's get Attorney Phil Berg's take on this.
No, I think you really see a change, and I think it's significant. I think perhaps you're right on the Clinton thing, because his word that she's going to step down as Secretary of State, and that could be setting up for her to run for president to get out of the administration right now. But the big thing is, there are so many people in this country that agree with us that Obama is a fraud, a phony. This is the biggest hoax against the United States of America in our history. He's an imposter. And think about it. When he first took office, he insisted on having his BlackBerry, which you see on his belt as he's walking around, because as Webster stated, I believe he's being blackmailed by the powers that be in this country, and the powers that be are money people, and he's told what to do. His speeches, most of his speeches are off the teleprompter. They're written by someone else. He delivers a good speech when he's on a teleprompter. Other than that, he doesn't. So I think I agree with Webster at this point. They might be ready to get rid of him at this point, and that will help us. But I stood there from the beginning, and I really believe he's a fraud and a phony. And the words I used, you know, if it was really false, they'd be after me. They'd be suing me, but they haven't done that. And we're on the right track. And I just mentioned briefly, it's real significant. The case I have getting ready for the U.S. Supreme Court, because it was turned down, I'm claiming that Obama is not only not natural born, he's not naturalized, and therefore his term as a U.S. senator was fraud. And therefore, the salary and benefits of $1 million should go back to the U.S. Treasury. Obviously, if he couldn't be a U.S. senator, he can't be president.
So and everything he signed is null and void. And whether it's from the left perspective or the right perspective, anyone who looks at that health care bill knows it was written by insurance companies. It's a scam. Even right. If you're a socialist out there, you know, it's not what you are asking for. We need to get rid of it. And so, Tarpley, is this not good news, though, if Obama is brought down, because then so much of what he's done is discredited?
Certainly to get Obama out now would be a public service. To have this issue come to the fore finally, to have Phil Berg's work of many years now put back in the public spotlight, because otherwise it's going to be a disaster from every point of view. And again, if you are blackmailed in this way, you can't be president. You can't carry out the constitutional office if you're constantly blackmailed by virtually every secret intelligence agency in the world, Wall Street, and God knows what other cliques are doing this. So, unfortunately, it's a painful process, but I'm afraid this is the situation we're now in, and the path of, what can we say, least damage to the country and the Constitution is for Obama to be removed from office. And again, I would like to see Darrell Issa, if he's such a fire-breathing guarantor of the public interest. How about a quick subpoena for a birth certificate? Let's get to the bottom of this. That could be done next week. Republicans take over next week. So, Darrell Issa, where's the
subpoena.
That's right. If they don't move directly to demand the birth certificate, which is, you know, just a fact-finding mission, then we know they're wanting to hold this back there to continue the blackmailing.
Exactly. Because it's a very lucrative thing. And they think that they're going to get a lot more things that they want over the next 2 years. Again, that tax bill is the first attack on Social Security in terms of the old age pensions. And I think there are people, Peter Peterson and the Koch brothers and all sorts of people.
And they're selling it, just like in New Jersey, that this will fix the deficit. If you don't get rid of the debt black hole, the fractional reserve banking, and the derivatives, you could cut everything. It's not going to pay anything off.
Yeah, the lesson of history is the more you cut, the bigger the deficit is in the out years when you come back in the following year. So this makes no sense. So nothing but terrible tragedy with Obama. So any hack politician, a normal hack bureaucrat politician, would be better than Obama. And there's a broad array. So let's get to the bottom of this fast. And the heat is on the Republicans now. They made big promises. Let's see what they're made of. Daryl Issa, first we want the birth certificate in the public domain, and then we want this other issue on the naturalization in Indonesia.
Yeah, and if the Republicans don't do that, notice Glenn Beck admonishes his audience almost every day, do not go after the birth certificate. Do not go after it, because they want to keep using that card. We want to play the card. We'll be right back with Phil Berg and Webster Tarpley.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Sitting in an old
we're almost out of time with Webster Tarpley and Phil Berg. In closing, gentlemen, not what you want to happen, but what do you in your gut see happening with Obama, the lowest approval rating in history for a president at this point, the fastest continual dropping in history. I mean, in another year or so, this guy, I can't see him with above a 20-point approval rating. I agree with you. He's a puppet. Get him out of there so that we can, you know, actually engage the globalists instead of them just blaming everything on their minion. In closing, Phil Berg, how do you see this ending?
Well, I've been hopeful since 2008. I think we need to spread the word. You do a terrific job on that. We have to get more and more people involved. We have to put pressure on the Republicans, on Isaac, to do it. Or we'll see that Clinton and others are going to try to do away. Clinton would have a lot of control, and he could do that and get him exposed. But we have to do it because it's a disaster what's going on. If we get him out of office, everything he's done is void or voidable. It's voidable, so it would be void, and we have to do it. And my website is ObamaCrimes.com. If they go there, they can check the latest on my lawsuit, which is going to the U.S. Supreme Court. And I think that's a shot we have, but the courts have not been with us. They've been in the pocket of Obama, but perhaps now things will change because the powers that be may want to change, and they'll go our way. So keep our fingers crossed.
Thank you so much, Phil Berg. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a good new year.
Thank you.
Webster, from the beginning, I thought they were building Obama up as messianic to later destroy him. I predicted that over a year and a half ago in the Obama deception, when his approval rating was still at about 70 points when that film came out, or above 70. I believe this has all been scripted. Do you have a different view of that, A, and B, how do you see it ending?
Well, it's inevitable that when Obama ran for president with all of these messianic promises, utopian delusions, the Messiah and all this, that there would be a very severe letdown, which would be much more severe than the usual disillusionment with the president when they begin to break their promises. So with Obama, this is very, very significant because here the mistaken identity case was very severe. Now, there are two things that could happen now. One is Darrow Issa and these Republicans take their constitutional responsibilities seriously, and there's some chance that they might, and they delve into this, get that birth certificate out there. The chances are, though, as you mentioned, if Glenn Beck says stay away from the issue, that means Rupert Murdoch is saying stay away from the issue. That means the Rupert Murdoch, George Shultz, Koch brothers faction in the ruling class, they say we want two more years of blackmail. You know, we want to guarantee that the Republicans have Obama to run against.
It's so worse than that. Karl Rove is attacking anybody who may run against Obama and the Democrats everywhere. He wants six more years.
Right. So one is Darrell Issa does something that would be a surprise to me. The other one is maybe the Clintons, if they see that Obama is hemorrhaging and collapsing into the springtime and maybe into the early summer, they may then take the plunge, or somebody sent forward by them, a stalking horse for the Clintons, might emerge. Everybody talks about Russ Feingold of Wisconsin. It's an obvious choice. I would welcome it. I would welcome anybody getting in on the Democratic side. Anybody of any note would tend to break the ice and indeed show the pent-up resentment and desire to get rid of Obama that exists in the Democratic base.
Do you like Russ Feingold because he voted against the Patriot Act?
He has some signs in his resume that he's an independent thinker. And again, I don't really care who it is. Structurally, the important thing is somebody should do it. Doesn't really matter who.
Yeah, because Obama is a complete puppet. All right, Webster, have a great new year coming up. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.